Hello, my people. Before we start the show, I would like to talk a little bit about CBD. It is my new favorite supplement, and you've probably heard of it. It's been in the news a lot, and some people are calling it controversial. So the controversy is that it is related to the marijuana plant. It can sometimes be extracted from the marijuana plant, although CBD has no psychoactive effects. The CBD I take from Elixinol is extracted from a hemp plant, which is a cousin to the marijuana plant, but has absolutely no psychoactive effects. In other words, it's not going to get you high. I live in Colorado. It's legal here. I wish I liked to get high, but I just don't. I just hate it. But CBD is touted as a medical miracle that can cure anything. Now, I don't know if that's true. I don't think we have enough science to really determine what it cures, what it heals, and what it doesn't. However, we do have the science and the anecdotal evidence that CBD reduces inflammation and stress. So if you follow the symptoms of most disease from heart attack, stroke, high blood pressure, arthritis, chronic fatigue, Lyme's disease, fibromyalgia, and just about anything else, whether it's chronic or acute, you will find inflammation and stress either as the cause or the symptom creator. Okay, so I want you to just think about your body and ask yourself, do I have inflammation that needs to be reduced? Am I experiencing stress? Okay, listen, folks, as I go through my day, I don't really experience a lot of stress. But in my sleep, my body will not lie to me, and I clench my teeth so hard that I have damaged the roots of my teeth to the point of needing root canals. When I started taking this for chronic stress, I wake up with far less clenching. My jaw is more relaxed. It doesn't hurt as much. And the inflammation in the roots of my teeth is dissipating, and there's far less pressure. So it basically will have the effect of like flaxseed oil or fish oil as you take it. Like that's how much high you'll feel. You'll just feel a little bit more relaxed, and it'll reduce the inflammation in your body. So I want to give you the address where you can find that. It's tracysue.com/CBD. So TRACEE, Sue, SIOUX.com/catboydog, CBD. The link is in the show notes. Buy it, try it, come back and tell me all about it. Now let's get on with our show. Hello, my loves. This is Tracy Sue, and you are listening to What Would Tracy Sue Do? You are joining me for coffee on this beautiful May day where Colorado has decided to snow. It's middle of May and Colorado is snowing. Get your shit together, Colorado. I really hate this about living in Colorado. Winter, snow, it's not, I just don't love it. I have to run away every single year to go to Mexico just so I could tolerate the rest of the year here. Other than that, Fort Collins is a fantastic city. I truly enjoy living in it, but it's just not my place. Do you know what I mean? So like I have never been in a place as long as I've been here, almost 9 years. I have never felt at home in a place until I moved here. But also I know that it is for a duration. It is the perfect place for me to raise my children. And after they graduate, which I know the countdown is 6 years, I'm going to move to the beach. Like I can feel my soul has always, always wanted to move to the beach. The beach cities like Venice Beach in California, even before I ever went there in my whole entire life, I always knew that's the place I wanted to end up. Every time I visit there, I just hear my soul sing, I'm home, I'm home. So I want to talk about the ways that we know things that we don't know, or the ways that we know things that we don't want to know, or just those feelings that you have that you can't describe, you can't explain, and most importantly, you can't shove away because the universe simply will not allow it. I think maybe I want to call this episode, "Why Can't I Just Be a Nurse?" That may sound silly to you, but it's the question I have always, always asked myself as I go through this life journey as a writer, as a communicator, as a journalist, as a thought leader who thinks thoughts that no one else thinks and ties things together that no one else can see, because often I am considered crazy or criticized or angry or, "Why can't you just get your shit together?" And I just think to the universe, why can't I just be a nurse? And the universe simply will not allow it. Why a nurse? Well, they help people. They get a steady paycheck. They're respected. Why would I not want to be a nurse? But why can't I be a nurse? There is something within me that has to express. It has to communicate. It must. There's no other way to do things. During my lifetime, I have been committed to the art of the word, to writing and communicating and journalism and reporting and essays. Like my world has looked very different in this area, but every time I have strayed from this area, things have gone terribly, terribly, terribly wrong. The first time I quit writing was after 9/11 and being a stay-at-home mom, and there was no opportunity around me at all. And I was angry. I was angry at writing for abandoning me and not allowing me to work from home, as was my plan. And I became extremely depressed and suicidal even. Like, I just had no purpose to live. Writing saved me. I started The Girl Revolution, which was a 5-year advocacy website, I guess, reporting website about how to raise girls. And I got a little bit of, you know, internet fame, and I was in New York Times Magazine, but I just could not make it successful. And by successful, I mean money. I feel like my husband, all he reduced me to and still reduces me to today is money, a dollar sign. Like, I feel like I have been trapped. Other people's needs versus what my soul absolutely must do. And I know so many of you feel that way. For instance, the last 2 years, things have just not worked out for me. Like, everything I've tried hasn't worked. It just has fallen flat on its face. I have looked at doors and been like, okay, I'll go through that door. Slam. Okay, I'll go through that one. Slam. Okay, I'll go through that one. Slam. The last 2 years has felt like, you know those storage units where it's just rows and rows and rows of garages, and they have those pull-up doors, and you can just pull it up and then move your stuff in there, shut it and leave, and it just stays there for however long you leave it there. Well, I feel like for the last 2 years, I have been approaching door after door after door after door, and they've just been slam, 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 slam. Nope, this is not for you. Nope, this is not for you. Nope, this is not for you. Nope, you can't do that. But the most frustrating part of it was, for the first time in my life, I didn't know what was for me. Does that make sense? Like, generally, I've known, oh, it's this book I must write. Oh, it's this profession I must pursue. Oh, it's this particular dream that my soul must accomplish, achieve, pursue. I have to. But this time, for the last 2 years, I didn't know what that was. And it was confounding. I had no juice around anything. I had no juice. I tried to throw a retreat, but there was literally no juice around it. And you could feel that. Anyone could feel that. Visiting my sales page, they'd be like, "Well, that sounds cool." But then it just sort of dropped, because honestly, I didn't even want to throw the retreat. Like, I just for 2 years have had no juice around anything, no reason to move forward. Perhaps you listened to the previous episodes that I did about getting your mojo back. I just had no mojo, none whatsoever. Things are changing. I don't know. Can you feel the shift? I most definitely can feel the shift, and it's better. The shift is definitely a better move for me, because at least I'm feeling a little bit of mojo. And at least I think I know what direction I'm supposed to be going and what I'm supposed to be pursuing. But I tell you what, last year felt like, It felt like the close of a cycle where I relearned every single lesson I had to learn over again. So it was like, oh yeah, I already learned this. Oh yeah, I learned that too. Oh yeah, I feel like I learned this a few times already. So it was like the closure of a chapter so that I could open this chapter in a place where those lessons were complete. Now, it's hard to talk about this kind of energy with you because we don't know where this new energy is going. We know that it is, well, astrologers say that it is going to be 7 to 8 years, that there'll be like this transition year right now, and then a good 7 years that follows, which will follow a certain cycle, a certain energetic path. And those who have, quote unquote, done the work and become awakened will be on a certain type of journey that will, I don't know, hopefully awaken the world and possibly, you know, save us from our own dumb selves. I guess that's the hope. The people around me that I know who are actually tuned in and been on the spiritual path have had very similar experiences as me, which is just a really rough couple of years there where nothing seemed to really matter and feeling like things have made a huge shift. Like, I feel like I have become a completely different person just in, say, the last 6 months or so, just a completely different person, and maybe a completely different person a couple of times already. I know this, that my body talks to me. My body is so loud that she refuses to be ignored. And the words that come out of my mouth, the universe is paying careful attention to. So let me give you an example of doors slamming shut on me. Really, when I had no mojo, I just wanted to make some money and I wanted to not care. Like, I wanted to not care about how I was making money, because when I invest myself creatively in something like this podcast, I care so much that it's damaging. When I was doing life and business coaching, I care so much that as an empath, I was picking up other people's feelings to the point where when my client wanted to quit smoking and drinking and was struggling really hard with that, I picked up smoking and drinking. I will take on people's illnesses, suicidal thoughts, thoughts of self-harm. I had to quit. Like, I finally just had to quit doing life coaching. Like, I absorb it. I'm too close to it. I'm an empath. If you don't know what an empath is, it means I don't just see someone's situation and feel some compassion for them. I feel their feelings. And I have yet to develop really significant boundaries around that. So it becomes extremely unhealthy for me to be very close to someone who's going through serious trauma or who needs help. I'm a brilliant life coach for that reason. I mean, brilliant. My clients have phenomenal impact on their lives because I'm so tuned in and I can see and I can channel messages straight from God or the universe to them that they need to hear. But it harms me as it comes through me because I don't have appropriate boundaries and I have yet to figure out how to develop them. So that door slammed shut. And then I will do things like, oh, I got my teaching certificate, not my teaching, my substitute teaching certificate, because I thought, oh, hey, I spend 7 hours in a classroom hanging out with kids. I don't have to get more education. It's $100 a day. That'll get me by. I won't care deeply about it, so it won't be self-harming for me to do. So I start doing that this year, at the beginning of this school year, and I uttered the words to my friend. I said, hey, I could totally kick back and do this for a year or two just to catch my breath and stabilize. The very next day, I was fired as a substitute teacher. Who gets fired as a substitute teacher? I was fired because I pointed out a violent situation and then didn't let it go, because what they wanted was for me to let it go. And I didn't do that. I pursued it and insisted they do something about it. And I was fired as a substitute teacher. Obviously, that's the universe saying, nope, you're not going to do that. Nope, nope, nope. And it happened that way several times. I would start something and then bam, the door would slam shut. I would start something and then bam, the door would slam shut. As soon as I would say, okay, I'm going to do this for a while. So for instance, I was cleaning a girlfriend's house. I'm a genius at organization and tidying. Like I'm just very, very good at it. It's kind of this weird savant like thing that I have where I can organize and I can clear and I can tidy and I can create these systems in a home or an office or a workflow that make your life so much easier, like so much easier, and make things so simple that you'd be stupid not to do them. So I had been doing, you know, a girlfriend's laundry for that. I was now, you know, helping my friend clean her house. And I thought, oh, well, if I had 4 or 5 clients like this, then I could totally do this as a business. Slam. Like immediately slam. Nope. No more freelance clients. No more of that client. Even my friend decided she was going to do it herself. And I stopped getting calls. I stopped getting people reaching out to me on Facebook, which is interesting because until I said, yeah, I'll just do this as my business, it was going great. It was, you know, a great little freelance gig that I was making extra money at. And, you know, I was getting contacted on Craigslist and Facebook and, you know, word of mouth. And it was great as a little freelance gig. But the second I tried to make it permanent or give myself some stability and direction about it, slam, the door shut. Like suddenly no one's answering my ads. Suddenly no one's contacting me. Suddenly I can't get a gig in that area to save my life. And I start noticing, oh, okay, things are responding to me in a way that is requiring me to go in a certain direction. The universe is responding to me in a way that it is requiring me to go in a certain direction. And when I am moving towards a path that the universe is like, nope, that's not where it's at, the doors are slammed shut and I'm forced to go back to that center point and be in the question, what am I supposed to be doing now? Now, of course, I've had this for the last, I don't know, while. I've had this idea that I should get back and do a podcast. I used to have a podcast. It was on True to You Radio. It was Year of Yes Radio, and it was great fun. It was so much fun. But it was an arm of my coaching business. And it was one of the things that I couldn't really figure out how to tie in to the monetizing of my business. And I was just too stretched. I just, my whole time, body, resources were stretched too far. And so that's the thing that sort of got let go. And then that radio station went out of business, which has happened so many times to so many media outlets that I have been in for my career. So that ended and I hadn't been doing radio, but I actually, when I was doing it, I really enjoyed it. Like I feel like I have a special gift for it, special knack. I just have the perfect personality for it. Like I get a little bit of a high, a little bit of a peak from it. I enjoy it a lot. So that's the thing that had the most juice around it for me. But here's the thing. Going out in public and saying things that I have to say is risky. It's super risky because when you have thoughts that are different than 99.9% of the planet's thoughts, you get a reaction from people. And the reaction for me can be quite scary because I don't necessarily want a whole bunch of controversial feedback on my business. Like I don't. Like I don't want to engage with haters. It hurts me. I'm a very vulnerable person, whether I appear to be so or not. I'm easily hurt. My heart is easily damaged. I have resilience. I'm resilient as a motherfucker. And so yes, I will pick myself up and move forward, whether you have hurt me or not. But for sure, fear has held me back for a number of years from speaking out and saying what I need to say, what I must say. Why must I? I don't know. Ask the universe. I ask that all the time. Why must it be me? I don't know. But there is something about me that the universe is requiring to go in a certain direction. One way I know that this is the right direction is, okay, this is going to sound crazy. No, it's not. It's not crazy. You, if you're listening to this, probably have experienced something similar or very much aligned with what I'm about to tell you. Okay. My body is very, very, very verbal. Very verbal. And most people's bodies are. So when people talk about the mind, body, spirit connection, for me, it is a very real, very tangible thing. And when I ignore my mind and spirit, my body gets extremely verbal. My body is like an arrow pointing in a certain direction. And there are serious consequences if I choose to ignore that. For instance, when I was writing my book, The Year of Yes, and I was looking about how I wanted to get that out, I was looking, oh, do I want to go for to find an agent, a traditional publisher? Because yes, the book is that good, frankly. Or do I want to do this on my own? One of the major reasons I did it on my own was because I had to get it out. I mean, I had to get it out of my body as fast as possible because my whole body was in labor. I looked like I was pregnant and my vagina was contracting as though I was in labor as I put this thing to bed and gave birth to it. I'm looking at the traditional path and I'm thinking, oh my God, this could take like 2 or 3 years. I cannot live like this for 2 or 3 years. My body physically cannot take it. And when I say I felt like I was in contractions, I've had children, so I know what that feels like. I mean, my stomach, which looked totally pregnant, and my vagina were contracting as though I was actually in the physical act of labor. There was pressure. Like, if you're a woman, you physically understand what that is like. If you're a man, I don't know, maybe imagine that you have to take the biggest shit of your life and it's not going to go away and you have to get it out or something terrible is going to happen, right? So there was no way that I could even wait to find the traditional path. No way ever at all. No. Like it just, no. Nope, 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 nope. Was not going to happen. So that was a huge motivator for me in getting that book out. When I gave birth, shall we say, to Soul versus Ego Smackdown, I birthed that thing and I had, I'm not even kidding, after birth. I wrote that book in 48 hours. It came out of me. I published it in a month and I had like bled for weeks afterwards. I don't do that when I have my period. My body is very verbal and it will not shut up if I am on the wrong path. So books, when you write them, right, you have a whole birth metaphor to it. You have conception, you have gestation, you have delivery and, well, labor and then delivery. And then after the book is out in the world, you have to raise that child in terms of marketing and promotion. Well, I delivered Soul versus Ego Smackdown, and there was a literal afterbirth effect in my body. So this time, as my soul is telling me, no, you can't go be a substitute teacher. No, you can't have an organizing cleaning business. No, we're shutting that door. No, we're shutting that door so that you'll go in this one. I'm thinking, oh, I want to do a podcast, but I'm too scared to speak up. I don't want the criticism. So I get criticized by everyone in my life, like harsh, like weird, harsh criticism. I make a post on Facebook and there's like vicious personal attacks as a response, which what? Where did you even come from? Why are you even here? Like just harsh. And there's about 6 months of this harshness. There's 6 months of my mother, my father, my brother telling me to shut up and give up. My ex-husband telling me to shut up and give up. Friends, if you're going to pursue this, I'm out. Like just, I mean, harsh, totally like out of the realm of reasonable reaction to me even saying the slightest thing. Just the slightest thing or me saying, here's what I'm going to pursue. You can't pursue that. You're not making any money. Yeah. Well, I'm not making any money. You need to get a job. Hey, I've applied. You can't even imagine how many jobs I've applied for, and I have not even gotten an interview. And let me tell you, when I do my resume, it's fucking good, man. I have had a lot of experience. I have been tenacious as hell. I mean, you look at my resume and I am employable for sure. I'm employable. But if I'm not even getting the callback, that's just another door in the universe is shutting. And I'm sorry if people don't understand that. I would love nothing more to not give a shit and to just be a nurse but the universe is not letting me do that. So about, I don't know, a year ago, maybe more, I can't really recall, I start biting my tongue physically. I start biting my tongue in my sleep so hard that I wake myself up and taste blood. I start biting my tongue to the point where there are little bite wounds all over my tongue all the time. I start biting my tongue when I'm speaking. I start biting my tongue when I'm eating. I start biting my tongue when I'm just sitting there doing nothing or driving a car or whatever, like going about my life. I'm biting my tongue constantly. That is not a difficult metaphor to figure out, people. That is not a difficult metaphor. I am physically biting my tongue because that's what I'm doing in my work. That's what I'm doing with my purpose in the world. I am biting my tongue so that I don't say what I need to say, what is mine to say, because other people will react to it in an extreme way that I don't want, and that scares me. But it's the only door that allows me to go through. So right now, I have a deal with the universe. The deal is I will put this podcast out every week. Now, I am doing this on the down low so I can work out the kinks and the flow between scheduling and editing and, you know, publishing. There are just kinks to work out. So I have not been like super, oh, come check out my podcast. Yes, because of tech issues and that sort of thing. It's a learning curve. So, but I am putting these podcasts out. I am figuring out a way to monetize it. I am speaking what I am meant to speak. I am developing a skin, a self-worth, if you will, that allows me not to care so much about what other people say or what their reaction is. And let me tell you, folks, that has been a hard, hard road, a very hard one. I don't know if you would call it a skill, an attribute, a characteristic, whatever. I don't know. But it's a massive amount of spiritual growth, a massive amount of work, and a tremendous amount of hurt feelings and bruised heart. Like, truly. Hurt feelings and bruised hearts. Oh, man. Like, when I tell you that one of my phobias, one of the things that I am most terrified of is mean girls on the internet. I mean that, okay? I am terrified of mean girls on the internet. I have had friends already, just the idea of doing this podcast, just throw extremely harsh judgment my way. My family, I mean, like, I've lost people just because I said I was going to do something creative that they couldn't figure out how it made money. Like, I have made so many people angry just from the idea of this, let alone from the actual presence of what I have to say. And the universe in the last year has shut all the other doors, so there's nowhere for me to go except for here, and has made things so painful in people's harsh reaction of me that I have had to just get the fuck over it the hard way, because that's how you do it, right? You just get the fuck over it the hard way, is you just face it and go through the door anyway. So the deal I have with the universe is that I'm going to do this every week. I'm going to figure out how to make it happen every single Monday morning for you. I'm going to say what I am inspired to say. I'm going to give validity to the fact that I am an extremely educated, well-read person who has information in a certain order and can see certain patterns that other people cannot see. I'm going to stand in that, and I'm going to drive and deliver groceries and food on the side in order to pay the bills. Here's what I know. Based on the last 2 years and a lifetime of trying to avoid my own calling, I know that if I blow off this podcast, which is the thing I'm supposed to be doing, I'll get fired from driving companies. I will. It'll just stop working. I had a cold last week. I couldn't record, so I tried to put out a coaching call as a substitute so that I would make that 1 week. And I started biting my tongue again. See, that's the funny thing, is the second I started this, I stopped biting my tongue. When I skipped a week, I started biting my tongue. My soul has something to say, something I am meant to say, something that is mine to say, is the words that I'm getting. And you're here because you need these words. For whatever reason, whether it's for your personal growth or your profession, or to help you get on the track for what you're being called to do, you're here because you are meant to hear these words. You're here because whatever the universe or God is calling you to, these words will help you get there, do it, have the guts to do it, have the words to say, whatever I have to share with you. You're here because you're meant to be here, just as I am meant to say the things that I am being guided to say in this podcast. These are living words that are coming from something far greater than my own self. I mean, they're coming in spite of the fact that I just want to go be a nurse. I just can't. Like, I just can't. And maybe you're a person who just can't either. Maybe you're a person who absolutely has to be doing something specific. And that can be anything. Whatever the universe is calling you to do, you will be guided to the point where nothing else in your life will work unless you do it. So listen to your body and pay attention to the reaction of the universe around you. Now, here's something interesting. The universe is responding to me in a way that's different than it has been in the last several years. So I'm a big practicer of law of attraction. I have practiced it as a science, like studied it and taught it and experimented with it for the last 13 years or so. And I am getting information that this is actually a very childish way to practice spirituality, like a baby step, beginner move. There's a lot of misinformation about what it is, and there's some other energy now that we're working with. And I wish I could give you more information about that, but we don't know what the other energy is that we're working with right now because it's so new. It's so new that it's taking a minute for us to embody that. So I'm working with it and I'm trying to articulate for you what it could be, but you're feeling it as well. I know that you are. And one of the major changes that I've seen in my own self is a self-worth that is different. It feels different. It is not a struggle any longer for me to have a self-worth. For various reasons, I have been put in circumstances where my worth has been challenged in extremely critical, harsh, and painful ways. And my entire being is simply saying, no, fuck that. That is not about me. That is about you. Fuck off. You're not allowed to treat me that way. What I've discovered is that the more self-worth I have, that I'm just embodied, like I'm not trying to have self-worth. I was doing that before. Okay. I just have to detach from what these people say about what I'm doing. Like it was a struggle and what they would say and what they would do was very painful. But either I've come through that on the other side, and I think this is both true, but the energy within my own being has shifted in a way where I will no longer tolerate. I will no longer tolerate poor behavior of others. And this has had consequences that are actually not that fun, okay? I will not tolerate someone crossing my boundaries. When you draw a boundary to people who are used to crossing your boundaries, they get furious and their reactions have been extreme. And that has caused grief because I want good relationships with these people. I am unable to lie to myself about the behavior of others. For instance, I have people in my life who have always been like this. They have always told me to quit instead of encourage me. They have always acted like I was the bad one. They have always treated me in ways that have been completely unacceptable, forced me to play roles that I don't want anything to do with. And now that I have enough self-worth to be like, no, I'm not going to lie to myself about what you're doing. Here's what you're doing, and it's unacceptable, and it has to stop, and I'm out. I'm not going to do this anymore. When you do that, you drastically shrink your pool for partners, dates, spouses, family, friends, and work. Okay, so like the substitute teaching thing was really me drawing a boundary and saying, no, that is not the way that you treat someone, because I had enough self-worth to have a boundary. And there are institutions and family systems and cultural structures in which we operate that are constantly disrespectful, that are constantly requiring of us the unreasonable and the damaging. And I find myself no longer pretending that that's normal, that it's okay, and letting shit slide. See, I've been letting shit slide for a long, long, long time in practically every area of my life. And somehow, within the last several months, my eyes have opened. I've seen it for what it was. I have not lied about what it was to myself. Oh, they didn't mean it. Oh, they're really a nice person, except for they just don't understand this one part. Oh, he means well. Oh, he's just so damaged that he doesn't know how to treat someone respectfully. Oh, well, I'm related to them, and so I just have to do this if I want a relationship with them. Well, he says he loves me. Well, she says she's my friend. Well, they say they value their employees. Well, maybe I should just let it go, not make waves, shut up, instead of going, no, firm no, boundary. Maybe I should ignore this hostile response. Maybe I should keep someone's secret when they sexually harass me. Maybe I should just allow myself to continue playing this role that I've tried to get out of my whole life. And suddenly, with this new self-worth that has come into my body as a result, perhaps from all the work, but also there's something different about the energy right now. And there's something different about the shift in which we're going, where suddenly I find myself far more alone than I used to be, and caring far less, because I drew the boundaries and people were like, fuck you, bitch. Like, it was harsh. But I have some sort of self-worth developed within my being in the last 40 years, 45 years. Something has shifted within me to where I'm not afraid to be alone, because guess what I've got? I have incredibly amazing, extremely connected and supportive and supported relationships with a small number of people. I can look at my relationship with my children and see that no one needs to be the black sheep. No one needs to be wrong in a family structure. No one needs to take me for granted or not appreciate what I contribute to their lives and well-being, because I can see in my family structure how things are meant to work as a result of my efforts to make them happy and functional. I can see that actually love doesn't have to involve someone who's treating you like shit, saying I love you, behaving in a way inconsistent with love. And then here's the best part. I can make that not about me. I can see that and I can go, nope, sorry, friend. That's your shit. It's not my shit. I'm not taking it. Peace out. And not feel like I am the wrong one. Like I have been abandoned. Like I have been whatever. Like, nope. I wrote down in my journal that the people in my life must be non-judgmental presence who are supportive and kind and encouraging and uplift me in a way that is beneficial to me and everyone involved in my life. Like I made this statement. I wrote it down. It was very specific about the way I would be treated and the way that people would react to me and what the rules are for being in my life. Part of that was that me having growth is not a violation of our relationship. My spiritual growth, my being, my life, my experience, my choices, this is not a violation of the relationship. And immediately, boom, within 3 weeks, my family, some friends, work situations abruptly left my life. So it happened so much faster than it did before. That's what I'm noticing about this energy. So be careful, folks. Be careful what you say, what you command, and what you wish for. Am I sorry that I wrote that? No, but it was shocking to me how extreme the reaction was. And I would like that to be softened. So for instance, with this friend, I definitely wanted a more firm boundary. I did not want an extreme, harsh, critical, fuck you, get out of my life. It just seemed a little over the top to me and unnecessary. So that's where I'm at. And I feel like if you're here, you're somewhere around there, all right? You're somewhere around me. You're somewhere in the same sort of psychic, energetic space, and you're trying to work through it, and you've done all of this spiritual work, and your eyes are opening, and you're being guided in a specific direction, probably with some doors slammed and some people leaving. Hopefully, you have done enough of this work that you, like me, are enjoying being in your being. Like, I'm enjoying being in my body. I'm enjoying being in my being. I am enjoying saying what I am meant to say without fear of what you think I should say. I'm feeling bold and embrazened. I am definitely scared sometimes, especially about the money piece, because I am riding so close to the edge that I'm literally borrowing money from my daughter. And I'm also very clearly seeing my ex-husband shoot up in his career with six figures and believing that he did that all by himself, instead of he did that because of the support that I have given him as a parent and previously as a spouse. It's such arrogance, and I can see it. And now, guess what? My children can see it. You think you're going to get away with this in secret? I don't owe you secrets. I don't owe you pretending that you're a good guy when you're not being a good guy. I don't owe you pretending that how you treat me is acceptable. I don't owe you keeping silence about that. I don't owe you anything. I owe myself respect and demanding respect from others and those around me. I owe myself the peace that comes with following my soul. As I said, these are lessons I have learned before, and I am now embodying them in a different way. And it is greatly due to a shift in energy. I'm not kidding people. Like, there was not less trying in certain areas of my life. There was a different energy that was guiding me in a direction which caused failure of things I was quote unquote supposed to be doing. They were things that were out of integrity with what I'm actually supposed to be doing based on a higher order than what some lame person in my life thinks I should be doing and making it sound oh so simple. No. So I'm going to invite you, my loves, to come on this journey with me. I don't know where it leads, but I have a feeling that this cycle is going to be far gentler, easier, less emotionally and spiritually traumatic than the last cycle. I can feel a sense of relief, a calm. I'm embodying my being and myself and my body in a different way. And I hope that you're feeling that as well. And if you're not, I hope that you can hang on to the idea that you're almost there. I hope you can listen to your body speak and not bite your tongue or be constipated, holding shit in. I've been constipated for 18 freaking years. You think I'm holding shit in and biting my tongue? Yeah, my body is a very verbal thing, and so is yours. And the more you move your body, the more energy is released out of your body so that it's less damaging. And the more you move your body, the more bold you will be in your actions and the way that you carry yourself. When you embody your own body and just take charge of being in it with movement, you become a much more powerful being with far less stress and illness and sickness and emotional trauma and fear. Like, you think I'm scared when I'm doing kickboxing? I ain't fucking scared. I'll kick your ass. Dude, my son thinks I can do anything because I'm a beast at kickboxing. I love that. That makes me feel so happy. All right, folks, listen to your body, listen to your soul, listen to your dreams, listen to the people around you. Have your self-respect and demand it from others. My commitment is to do this every week. Monday morning is my goal so that you can start your week on a note. Let you know that you're part of a community who's in this together. Connect with me, subscribe, share this with people who you believe would actually contribute valuable energy to our community. Thank you so much for being here. I really appreciate it, and I love you, and I cannot wait to see what happens on this strange trip we're going on. Before we end the show today, I really do want to remind you that CBD is helping so many people reduce stress and inflammation. If you reduce stress and inflammation, you will inevitably be a healthier human being. So I'd love for you to try it. I use a company called Elixinol. It's at this link, tracysue.com/CBD. That's TRACEESIOUX.com/CBD. Link in the show notes is actually a fantastic, generous way to help me support my family and to keep this show going. So go to the show notes, visit TracySue.com/CBD and try some today. Who knows? What if it works